This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now we're getting festive in here. Sing it, Hugh.
Who is this? This is Backstreet Boys. New Kids on the Block. I keep forgetting. New Kids on the Block.
Do you at least know who's on the air with us right now?
Elliot Shore Parks.
At least we have that part.
Backstreet Boys, by the way.
You got
Backstreet
it. Boys. Nailed it on the first one. Elliot, how are we doing today?
No, because I saw Kyle back there fist pumping.
You don't have to ask who it is. It's fire. That's what it is, man.
He said it's fire.
We only play fire songs. Yeah. Fire.
My bad, dog. Yeah.
Dude, is Christmas music not the best genre of music? Like, if you could only listen to one type of music the rest of your life, are you not picking Christmas music?
Oh, you have to. Yesterday, my kids and I went to pick up a pie for Thanksgiving that we're bringing, and we just had Christmas music on the whole time. It was awesome.
Man, the rest of my life, though.
Always makes you feel good.
It does. Well, you know what else makes people feel good, Elliot? A six-game, seven-game winning streak now for the Eagles as they are now 9-2 heading to Baltimore. Elliot, let's talk about a lot of this, including Saquon Barkley. I heard you say something yesterday in the morning show, and it kind of made me think. You know, the idea of what we're watching here with Saquon and his excellence. I said to Hugh the other day that, you know, he keeps this up. He's going to the Hall of Fame. And then you said yesterday, we're watching one of the greatest ever. His numbers don't say that for a career, but it does feel like we're watching something extraordinary right now. And maybe it's the beginning of the second part of his career that leads to people talking like that on a more consistent basis.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so special. We've experienced special seasons here in Philadelphia. I often reference 01 Iverson, right? Like the whole city was into it. Just an unbelievable season from Iverson. But as much as Iverson is a great player, he's not in the discussion for the best players of all time. He's not even in the discussion for, like, you know, best shooting guards of all time. But the difference with Saquon is what he's doing right now can put him in the discussion of the best running back of all time. Yeah, like not just like the short list. Like, if he keeps this up, you know, two, three more years, they go to the Super Bowl this year. Just off pure ability, I think we can all watch Saquon and see there's not many in the league, in the history of the league, that have been able to do what he does. But once he starts stacking up the resume, if he gets the record for most rushing yards in a season, if he is one of the main reasons, if not the main reason the Eagles win a Super Bowl, we are witnessing in Philadelphia a player that for 50, 60, however many years, people are going to point to as the best to ever do it at his position. And I think that adds a level of specialness to the year he's having.
Elliot, are you at the point now where you believe they can run on anyone? Because that, based on how you answer this, it's going to be tested on Sunday. Baltimore is the second best rush defense in the NFL. And we were going through it earlier, Elliot. They've played a lot of the bottom teams. Now, part of that is they have made them the bottom teams, right, by racking up 200 yards on them. But you kind of look at it. They've played Dallas, they're 31st. Giants are 30th. Washington, 29th. Rams, 28th. They have gotten a chance to play some bottom rush defensive teams. They haven't seen too many near the top. To win the Super Bowl, Elliot, they're probably going to have to. Baltimore second, Pittsburgh fourth. They see them in a few weeks. Detroit is fifth. What do you make of this? Do you think they can run on anyone regardless of what that team's ranked?
I do. Now, obviously, it's harder to do it against the great teams. Like, no question about that. But I don't think there is a defensive line in the NFL that can line up against this offensive line with Jalen at quarterback and Saquon in the backfield and stop their running attack. Like, maybe they hold them to under 200 yards. But I don't think they'll be able to hold them to under 100 if that's what the Eagles want to do. Obviously, if they come out throwing, that's different. But so many times over the years, and we've talked about these games, if you remember 2021, they were playing the number one rushing defense in the NFL in the New Orleans Saints. They ran all over them. 2022, they were facing the best rushing defense in the NFL in the Green Bay Packers. They set, I believe, what was a franchise record at the time for rushing yards in a game. So time and time again, we have seen the Eagles go up against great rushing defenses, and time again, Jeff Stoutland and the offensive line have won that battle. So no question it's a tough one. The Ravens defensive line is very good, But no, I'm never betting against this offensive line's ability to win at the line of scrimmage, especially with Saquon and Jalen in the backfield.
All right, you said there, Elliot, if they want to. And I would think we all assume if the game stays on script, they're going to want to. It's their bread and butter. They're great at it. Keep running the football. But, Elliot, I keep thinking that one of these weeks, the game might go a different way and the script might change. So let's just play it out Sunday or maybe down the line, but we can stick with this week. If they fall down 10 or 14, and the script changes, it becomes a game where Jalen's got to throw to win. Do you trust Hurts to win a shootout if we have that kind of game?
So I think I view this question a little differently, maybe you guys, and I think the broad public. I think if you told me for 17 games, can Jalen lead this team to victories where he's throwing the ball 40 times? No, then I would have some hesitation. But if you're talking about on Sunday or just in you know, a small sample size of a one game, he has to win it. I think he absolutely can. I think there's a bit of a misnomer with this team that just because they're a run first team doesn't mean they can't pass the ball. They still make plenty of big plays down the field. They make plenty of big plays on third down when they need to. And I've seen Jalen win shootouts. In fact, the only real shootout they were in this year, you want to throw away Tampa because half the team wasn't playing, was week one against Green Bay. And Jalen won that game. Now, he didn't play great, but you know, he put up enough points needed to win that game. We saw him last year against Buffalo win a shootout when they needed to do it. So I've seen Jalen do it over a large sample size. Yes, I think it is fair to question if he can, you know, throw it 40 times a week for 17 games and have a winning record or, you know, do those things. But I think in big spots, Jalen has shown he can be trusted. And I think on Sunday, if they need him to, yeah, I would trust him to do it.
Elliot, how big of a loss is Brandon Graham on the field? We all know off the field leader, awesome guy. Everyone loves BG. They're going to miss that aspect of it, the leadership. But I didn't think before this year, if they had lost him, that we'd be talking about his on-field production. But it was still there. I mean, he was awesome this past Sunday night. And now they're without him, without Huff for now. How big of a loss is it on the field?
Yeah, so I think it's been really cool the last few days to hear everybody talk about how much Brandon means to them and talk about what a great person he's been for the community and for the team. But I kind of think the ultimate compliment you can give Brandon at this point is what you just said. He's a big loss on the field. In year like 15 or whatever it is for him, he was arguably their best edge rusher. And it's a big loss. Not only is he just an emotional leader out there on the field, but he's really good at getting after the quarterback still. I think he was going to finish second on the team among edge rushers in pressures and hits and hurries and sacks. Like he was getting after the quarterback, but he's also excellent against the run. And that is a key part of this as well. Jalix Hunt is going to be taking these snaps, and it's awesome for Jalix that he's going to get the chance. But I don't think Jalix is ready yet. He's out there because he has to be, not because they want him out there. So the loss of Brandon Graham for what is an edge group that was already, you know, probably not great is a big one. And as a result, they probably go into the postseason as of now with the worst set of edge rushers among the contending, like, true teams.
Elliot Shore-Parks with us here as we discuss the Eagles, the Brandon Graham injury, obviously the game on Sunday against the Ravens. Elliot, let's go back to Saquon. Big picture on his pursuit of potentially something special with the rushing record. Elliot, how do you think they're going to handle this? It feels like it could end up tricky for them. If let me just play a scenario out. They're kind of locked into the two seed in the final week of the season. That could almost be their bye week if they want it that way. But it also could be, you know, Saquon Barkley 130 yards away from the NFL rushing record. How do you think they might handle this down the stretch?
Well, not to mention it's against the Giants,
yep,
which certainly adds a component to this. And, you know, I'd be curious for Hugh's perspective because he gets to do we do the players lounge together on Monday night, and it feels like it's always an offensive lineman. The sense I get is they would want to really go for it. Like, the players would want to. Talking to Jordan this past week, I think that their eye is somewhat on it, right? And I think that it would certainly be, like, an all-time feather to put in your cap if you can say you were part of what would then arguably be the best rushing attack of all time. So, obviously it depends on the yardage. Like if you're talking 210 yards, yeah, maybe not. But if it's 130, 120, I think they'd go for it. I do. Now, we could debate if it was smart or not, but I think they would really want to.
Do you think they should ask him? Elliot, I feel like that might be the way to do this because then it's almost the ball's in his court. If he says, yeah, I want it, then it's going to be public, right? It could be in the behind the scenes. They let him go for it. And if he says, no, let's go, let's rest, let's go win a championship, it almost takes the burden off of them.
Yeah. And, you know, you wonder how much AJ last year plays into it. If you remember, we had a more depressing conversation, but it was certainly the same conversation of should they play their starters. And they probably don't beat Tampa either way, but it is noteworthy in the one time they've played Tampa with A.J. Brown, they've won the game. So if A.J. plays last year, maybe they do win that game. Maybe the year isn't the ultimate collapse with that playoff loss. So I think that's something that would play in their minds, but I just think the players would really want it, and I do think that has to factor in.
I agree. Hugh, how do you think that? If the offensive line wants it and Saquon wants it, it's going to be hard for them not to play
the
stretch.
I think they want it, man, because it's a badge of honor. Like, I remember back in the day, offensive linemen, you know, it's one thing to pass protect, but run blocking and to get a quarter running back of Saquon's caliber, an all-time leading rushing record, that record's been standing for, what, 40 years?
Oh, the Dickerson one, yeah. Yeah,
that they want that. I that's why I was so confident in saying what I was saying when Jordan, because Jordan didn't say this, but when we started talking about Saquon and him running the ball, he lit up. He lit up. I think, yep. Yes, I think they want it. They want it for him because he's a special running back, man, and you don't really get a chance. Look at all the running backs we've played with that have been Pro Bowlers. You don't get a chance to play with a guy like that. Like perfect. I played with Brian Dawkins. That's a huge honor for me to be on the same field as a Hall of Famer who did Hall of Fame stuff that got him into the Hall of Fame. So I like to think that in some way I helped Brian Dawkins, you know, get into the Hall of Fame. Same thing with Saquon Barkley in this record. They know for a fact because he's told them on more than one occasion. Couldn't have done this without you.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a badge of honor for those cats. So, yeah, definitely. They want that for him.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating how they handle it. Elliot, before we let you go, what's the go-to? It's Thanksgiving tomorrow? Like, you know, is it stuffing? Hugh calls it dressing. Is it the pie? Like, what's the Elliot Shore Park's go-to that you go get extra on?
Well, first, I love calling stuffing dressing. I might have to adopt that. That is perfect. But I think this is something where you don't overthink it. Often I get accused of having the hot take that, you know, this is simple for me. Mashed potatoes and gravy. Like, there it is. That is the best Thanksgiving day.
Mashed potatoes
day
and gravy. Yeah, that's
it's not turkey.
That's Elliot Ford. That's Elliot Shore Park's
answer. Yeah, I mean, what, is there any dispute of what would be better? Like, stuffing is certainly up there, but it's the mashed potatoes and the gravy. That's the best part.
Elliot,
well,
you might need Hugh's permission to call it dressing.
Yeah, I mean, we found that earlier. I think it's a cultural thing. Does Elliot have permission to call it dressing?
He can call it dressing if he wants to.
It's not a rule.
He probably hasn't had some good dressing, but, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe he has.
I think I've had good dressing. Now, maybe dressing is different. Like, but I mean, stuffing, yeah, it's, I would be certainly interested in having some good dressing if you want to bring some in for the station on Friday.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, Hugh, bring in some dressing.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
All right, well, maybe something I'll get us
Friday. I ain't coming here Friday.
Come on, next week. You know what he meant. Next time we're all together. Elliot, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you soon.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you guys later.
All right, there he goes, Elliot. We'll have him on the pregame show with us Sunday before the Eagles and the Ravens. Yeah, it seemed like Elliot was alluding to maybe he wants to have great dressing, and maybe he never has.
I mean, yeah.
I've never had great dressing.
You've never
stuffing.
Had great dressing? Man, listen.
I've never been invited to have great dressing. Stuffing, I have it all the time.
See, if this would be an easier thing to do if we were in the South.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got a lot of relatives down there. But we'll figure it out.
Invite them all up next year. Thanksgiving at Hughes.
No, Mommy Tommy, my cousin Tommy, she puts her foots in some food. So, yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, she puts her foots in some food.
What does that mean?
She showed, like, I'm going to use it in a context in a good way.
Because I don't want
when
it comes to my food.
When it comes to cooking dressing, she shows her ass. When it comes to cooking dressing.
So wait, putting your foots in food is your
foot
good.
In it and showing,
foot,
your showing your ass. Neither
like,
sound
man,
good for Thanksgiving.
Like,
they don't sound appetizing.
No. You put your foot in this dressing. You never heard that? I keep forgetting.
Like, is it almost,
I keep forgetting who I'm sitting with.
Is it almost
look at us.
Is it similar to like elbow grease? Like you really worked hard on it?
Yeah, you put your foot in this
okay.
one. You never heard that?
Well, it just sounds gross.
Both phrases are very unappetizing.
No, you know what's funny? Because I knew, if I'm not mistaken, he's probably busy not listening. But then Jason Kelce said he was frying a turkey.
He's frying a turkey, yeah.
Can he fry a turkey?
Yeah, why can't he?
I think this is an endeavor for him. I think this is this is uncharted water.
It doesn't seem hard to fry a turkey.
Are you serious?
Well, you think it is?
I mean, I've heard like horror stories. Like it's I mean, messing with that much oil.
Well, yeah,
is,
you gotta be careful.
Yeah,
I don't mean it's easy like you won't burn yourself. I mean like it's hard to screw it up. First, fry the turkey.
Okay.
But cooking a turkey in the oven isn't the simplest thing. You gotta tend to it.
Yeah,
you gotta check it out.
You gotta make sure it ain't dry.
Right. If you leave it in too long, you ruin everyone's Thanksgiving.
You gotta put your foot in it and show your ass.
Question. When are the leftovers? When do the leftovers overstay their welcome? So
you get all weekend.
That's it. What about next week?
Smell test, man.
So you mean that? No, I'm saying because for me, leftovers, like turkey ain't getting thrown out, to turkey gone. Like for me,
it gets reincarnated. You can make it into some other stuff.
I'm just wondering, what is the rule?
If you smell it and it smells okay, it's fine.
Yeah, it's like any other meat.
Some people don't like to eat leftovers. So I was just curious.
Well, I don't understand how these people live. I'm not cooking every day.
Thanksgiving leftovers are awesome.
Yeah, the next day.
Later that night, man.
You make that extra sandwich before you go to bed? Oh, it's the best.
The turkey sandwiches are the absolute
a little gluttony.
Best. Yeah, that's... You know what I might have to get when I get home on the way out?
What's that?
Get that gobbler from
Tomorrow's your gobbler. You're going to,
That gobbler go hard, though. That gobbler does go hard.
Tomorrow's a gobbler day. All right, let's go to someone else that goes hard. Herb in the Northeast. Hey, Herb.
What's up there? Happy Thanksgiving, boys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Herb. What's up?
This is now finally the biggest week of the year. You understand we're playing the Baltimore Ravens.
That's right. Big one.
They're physical just like us. Now's the time our defense is coming together week after week after week after week. Now it's time to bury the Ravens. You understand?
Gotcha.
Okay, I'm planning. This is what I'm planning. This is victory week this week. I'm predicting 179 yards for 26. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, we got it.
179. Okay, this week. And 70 yards.
You got that creep.
250 yards. With the man, number 26. He win this game. HR from the Northeast is predicting the Philadelphia Eagles.
What the hell are you doing?
The rest of the schedule. And we finish 15-2. We beat the Ravens. We are on a roll for the rest of the year. Ain't no stopping us now. Get ready for New Orleans, Philadelphia. Here we come, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
E-A-C-L-E-S. Let's go! Happy Thanksgiving.
I do
HR from the Northeast. Pick up on that? He gave us the initials. HR from the Northeast.
Yeah, but I respect the fact that Herb marches to the beat of his own drum.
Does his thing.
He gives two damns about what we actually do on the show on a daily basis. He comes in, he does exactly whatever
he wants to do. First thing he said when
he
called me was 65 power.
Let's run it over and over.
Until
they stop it. 65 power until they stop it on Sunday, Hugh. Are you afraid of playing the playbook?
65 power?
Yeah.
Love
it. Mine too. A little trap, a little wham.
The wham blocking.
Yeah.
You just didn't like it as a player.
You got caught in the wham?
I got caught in the wham a lot. Wham. Caught him upfield. How the defensive end is upfield. He's out of position. Wham!
All right, let's go from Herb to a caller that I don't know very well, but I just based on his name, I'm glad he called the show. Hulk Hogan is up next. Hey, what's up, Hulk Hogan?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's Hulkster, up, what's up?
Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
Longtime fan, first-time caller here. If it's going to be this kind of party, I'm going to stick my foot in the mashed potatoes.
Okay.
You're going to have your whole ass out, Hulk Hogan?
Hey, your ass out? Yeah, there you go, Joe.
No, can't do that. There's going to be kids around. Anyway, I think if Saquon keeps this up, not only is he going to be the MVP, he might leapfrog my all-time favorite Philadelphia Eagles running back, Reno Mahe.
Oh, loved
Little
Reno.
Reno.
Loved Reno. All time.
Bring them back. Bring them back.
Reno chilling, man. Got about 30 kids.
Does he?
Yeah, Reno got a lot of, he's Mormon. So he got a lot of kids.
But like, you mean like six and you mean 30? Like you're embellishing? Or does he have like does he have?
The last time I talked, Reno got like 8 kids, I think.
8 kids? Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of kids. Right, Hulk Hogan, that's a lot.
Don't take any tips from Elliot Shore Park.
Never.
One time he tweeted out that he thinks all menus at restaurants should have pictures of the food on it.
Why not?
Why not? Do you realize how big the menu would be?
Well,
be
yeah.
book, you.
Well, you know the restaurant I go to, the one that I like, it is. They do have a book.
Oh, you like that?
I like to see what I'm ordering.
No, wait.
If they did that, the menu would look like Chip Kelly's signs on the sideline.
It was really good. Matter of fact, today might be a dim sum.
You're a dim sum?
No, I guess.
Hulk Hogan, that's a good phone call. So you trust Hurts on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, big time. I think Jalen Hurts is going to destroy that guy that we gave away to the Ravens when we traded that pick.
Lamar like
Jackson.
That. Yeah,
is
that
a
Lamar
poor
guy?
Man, Coy Detmer.
Wait a minute, what?
Lamar is a poor man's Coy Detmer.
That's strong.
He's another one of my all-time favorites. Loved the neck beard and loved his Target clothes.
Hulk Hogan, you have any Thanksgiving tips for us?
Yeah. If anybody tries to talk about politics at the dinner table, just start a fire Sirianni can.
I'm going to try that tomorrow. Hulk Hogan, appreciate it. That's a good phone call.
That was a good tip, honestly.
That is.
Talking politics at the table?
Yeah, just start a chant. Like,
actually,
pick the points, fire.
Right. Imagine that. You're at dinner with everyone. Someone brings up, you know, something about the recent election. You just take the points. Just start slamming your hand on the table.
So that they know that you really don't want to have this conversation with you.
Or you try to bring it all, like something everyone could agree on. Run the ball. Just run the ball.
Or you could just say, hey, really don't feel like talking to you about this.
Yeah, but that's awkward.
That's not awkward.
Sure it is.
That's being honest.
Yeah, but
we need to practice more honesty.
I think less.
It reminds me of like Herb's strategy, where instead of just responding to what you say, just go on to whatever your next thing is. It's like you're totally ignoring it. You're in your own world.
Think like an 8 or 9 year old. Yeah. Just say whatever you're thinking and inject that into
the
conversation.
What do you think about Herb? 65 power.
That is a good point, because then people think something wrong.
Yeah, you're
with
like,
you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't want to talk.
What do you think about this really controversial topic in society? You know what? Run the ball, Sirianni. Yeah. I mean, get it.
You know what I think?
Can Sirianni stay out of the way on Sunday, take the points, and win the game?
Yeah, so somebody say, well, hey, what'd you think about the election? You know what I think? Think they should sign Sirianni to an extension. That's what I'm thinking.
You might cause a different argument with that one. Someone's like, hold on a second.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Let's wait till the playoffs. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Do you trust Hurts if this is a shootout? All right, guys, you know what we got to get to on the other side? We got to get to a big Hugh banger and guess the takes for week 13 in the NFL. Yeah, Hugh's got a parlay cooked up he's so proud of, and everyone else is like, yeah, I don't know about this. But we're letting him go. Yeah, there's something wrong. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This Thanksgiving, we're serving up epic football moments with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel app serves up all the ingredients you need to place live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid instantly. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and make this Thanksgiving extra special with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. All right, week 13 in the NFL starts tomorrow. Guess the takes. What is everyone talking about when everyone reconvenes at the start of next week? Hugh, what take are you guessing this week?
Well, you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'm sure you got a big one planned for us.
I do. And it's going to be how. How did the Chicago Bears upset the Detroit Lions?
Excuse me?
Yes.
Hear that roar?
Yeah, because I'm all bared up. What they call it, bear down? Bear up?
Bear down.
Bear down. I'm bear down.
Bear up doesn't make much sense.
No, it don't. Don't. I mean, when you think about it, no, I don't.
Think
bear down.
10-point underdog, you know.
Bear down.
Short week on the road.
Bear down. And you know what? You brought that to my attention. Mm-hmm. And it made me feel some kind of way. But I was like, no, go with your gut.
I don't give a shit.
They played overtime on Sunday.
Yeah, they did. Bear down.
Bear down. All right. Well, Hugh, if you're right on that, that means the Eagles are playing for the control of the one seed on Sunday.
Bear down.
All right, here's mine. On Monday, people are going to say, do not count Patrick Mahomes out of the MVP race. It's being billed as a 2- or 3-person race right now, and he's not really into it or in it. Mahomes is... The last few weeks, he's started to play and have numbers way closer to the Mahomes we're used to. They're going to beat the Raiders on Friday, stack another win. He could throw for 250 or 300 and a couple touchdowns. Mahomes, who's in the race anyway, but no one's talking about him, I think they start talking about him again on Monday. My guess to take is do not count Mahomes out for another MVP. Kyle, what's your take?
All right, so next week, people are going to say, if I'm an AFC team and I'm in the playoffs, I would much rather... go up against the Pittsburgh Steelers than the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow.
Oh, they're scary?
They're scary.
How many games they won this year?
4.
And they're scary?
Well, yeah, I'm guessing the take.
In a one game...
Yeah, I'm just poo-pooing your take.
Like, if I'm a 2 seed and you have to catch the Bengals as a 7 seed, I hate that.
Yeah,
I hear
what you're saying. You know, I got you. I got you.
Do they have to win out? Close.
Probably.
Or maybe one more loss?
9-8. Yeah, I don't know. I just like... The Steelers, while I think they're good and they have a good defense, I just trust – I would trust being able to beat Pittsburgh more than I would having to maybe do a shootout with Burrow. Like, you know, Burrow can drop 400 on you any given night.
Yeah, I saw Tomlin today said he's playing like an MVP. I mean, he's not getting any sort of buzz because they're 4-7, but he's played really well. Yeah. So their schedule, they have Steelers, Cowboys, Titans, Browns, Broncos, Steelers. 3 look like layups. Cowboys, Titans, Bengals, Browns. So they might. I mean, they could sneak in. We'll see. But they really got to start winning because people have been saying this for a month. They can't lose anymore. Keep losing the game. So we'll see. They got to win. I think they're favored over the Steelers on Sunday in Cincinnati. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. And then we have to, we'll end the show with a parlay today. We got a big Hugh banger for you. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
you too,
man.
Terrence. What's up? What's up?
Thanks for getting me in. I was going to say, so far, man, I like what I heard this morning on a Sirianni conversation, because I feel like after week four, I feel like he analyzes coaching, and I feel like I can respect that about Sirianni, and I'm starting to grow and to like him more and more as a coach, man. But as for Jalen Hurts in a shootout, man, last time we saw him do this was with the Buffalo Bills. And I feel like we're underestimating this Baltimore team because it can either be a tight defensive game, or it can either go with his running backs and these high power offenses. It could be a high scoring game also. And I feel like we've seen Jalen Hurts, man. He gets up, and for some reason he gets up for these games. Like he hasn't played Lamar Jackson, but Mahomes, Burrow, all those guys, he's played them pretty well. And he has a good record against them all. So I'm curious to see how he plays against Lamar Jackson, man. And Saquon Barkley is no doubt, man, this season, I feel like coming from a losing team and seeing a player, a superstar like Saquon Barkley, I feel like he's rejuvenated the Eagles this year. For some reason, he's making the whole team better. He's giving the whole team the swagger and his confidence, man. And I feel like he's a key piece of helping Jalen Hurts. And for some reason, that keeps us in games. And I feel like, that's going to be – if he can break a couple, this could be a shootout as well. And I'm curious to see how Jalen Hurts performs. So I want to see how Jalen Hurts does before, you know, I can make my verdict on that one.
Yeah, and it could be a good thing. Like, if they're in a shootout and we see how he performs, then we kind of have a better feeling before we get to the playoffs. Like, they could use one of these games, and this might be the best opportunity to get there. Terrence, man, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, Tyler. Tyler in Delaware said he's going to get us pumped. I need to hear this. What's up, Tyler?
Yeah, what's going on? Joe, you and Kyle.
What's
you
up, Kyle?
Bear up to bear down, Hugh.
What?
He says you got to bear down.
Got to. He said something about bearing up, though.
Bear it up. Bear. I think it's bear down. Okay.
I said you got to bear up to bear down.
Oh, you got
to
bear up to bear down.
Yeah.
Hey.
That was a lot.
Hugh, I've been hearing the show in and out all day out here on the road, getting orders dropped off so people got what they need for tomorrow. But I loved what you said the first half hour of the show about chopping down the tree, that you got to run the ball. Both teams are going to run the ball on Sunday, and it's going to be which defensive line is going to be able to stop the run game, because at game time, the temperature is going to be around 30 and it's going to drop into the upper 20s. So Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley are two physical guys. So running the ball, bodies drop different in the cold compared to when it's warm. So this is a game where if you even just run the ball a little bit, I would love, and anybody who has Saquon in fantasy will love me saying this, get Saquon in the screen game. Let him be explosive against their worst pass defense and let them try and stop him. Because if you got Dallas and AJ still as sizable threats, but they're concerned about Saquon, it's going to be a war of attrition of who's going to stop who in the backfield.
Oh, there's no, you know, this is a big football guy game Sunday, Tyler. It's cold, run the ball on both sides, physical backs. You know, this is a game for football guys.
Yeah, this is one that's just going to be cold and the frozen tundra type talk, and, you know, business decisions will be made.
Yes. And see, that is why, as I told Kyle, it's a Wednesday, the game is on Sunday, but to everybody in the Delaware Valley listening, this is the time.
For the Eagles chant, I didn't know he had. His voice changed.
Right at like the crescendo of the music, too. I mean, some people just have a feel.
Yeah, some people are naturals at this.
Not Herb.
Well, Herb, 65 power. He's got his own agenda. That was all right.
Yeah. Now, listen.
Here, come on.
What?
That was better than all right. That Eagles chant?
No, my honest opinion.
No.
Okay.
Why I do, but I...
What was wrong with it?
Why are you being the Grinch?
I'm not being a Grinch, man. Now, towards the end, he bounced back strong.
It was awesome at the end.
And this is not... Listen, with all due respect, I'm not making fun of you as a person because I think you're a great person. But when you deliver a rousing speech like that, you got to put a little bit more bravado and bass in it, because it started out like... He got stronger as he got towards the end when he did the chant. That's what it grabbed.
It's a four-quarter game, Hugh.
You got to start strong, man. You got to start strong. I mean, he did a good job, though. I commend you for that.
Tough critic, man.
I know. It's unbelievable.
I thought that was really well done, Tyler.
No, Tyler, you did a good job.
Tyler,
it's just,
we give you an A.
You know, yeah, you get a B minus.
B minus?
Yeah, Tyler. I love you to death, Tyler. Appreciate you.
I mean, he even came in with a little joke about the Bears bet you're going to make and all that. I mean, he's
this bet. Listen, this bet is fire.
Yeah, it's
fire.
It might get lit on fire. Yeah,
might change a lot. This bet might change people's lives.
That's a lot. I mean, Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon and happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen.
What's
you
going
too,
on,
Andy.
Man? I don't know, man. I don't have any gimmicks for you today. I'm sorry, but.
Get lost then.
No gimmicks.
You're talking about me.
What is the point?
That was me. Now that was me.
No, he's just saying he's a straight shooter.
He said get lost. God told me get lost. Oh.
Anyway, actually, I had a question because I'm already on the bus. But you, am I invited to the barbecue?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why you hesitated on Andy?
No, because I'm Andy. You're
just
my man.
Yes.
No, I'm just saying I don't know. You like
I
listen, man.
Key.
No, Andy. See, this here's the thing.
He
and
grew
this
up
the
in
reason.
Camden, though.
No, but Andy, this is the thing I'm thinking, man. Listen, can't invite you to the barbecue and I'm holding your hand, man, because I got people I need to see. I need to socialize. Like, perfect example. I hung out with Joe, and it initially, because this was technically our first time hanging out, right? And when we went to Atlanta, and when we went, Joe took like a fish to water, and he was fine. So I don't know,
yeah.
Andy.
I lost you for a while. Just made friends.
Yeah, it's like I don't feel like going to the barbecue holding nobody's hand, man. And you
look,
asking
man.
Me about this, that, and the third. And I'm trying
I walked
to explain
through the door. I walked through the door, ass fully out. Just need to tell you that.
Ass so. Fully out. Okay, you might be able to go, Andy.
I got to draft because I didn't feel like, you know, I don't want to make any
I got to go get the proper channels, you know, because I just can't. I got in trouble for just inviting everybody to the barbecue.
You know what's
going to
happen
yesterday.
Here? I'm sensing, so we're going to go on our trip, obviously, to Louisiana on the bus in February. I'm sensing summer family reunion. Hugh takes us all down to a family reunion, and we're all at the barbecue.
Yes.
Second bus?
Yeah, two buses. You're taking two buses.
Yes.
I'm actually afraid that bus is going to happen.
No, why are you playing, though?
Oh, it's going to happen.
Why are you playing, though? We might, because we're going to go through Alabama. We might need to stop by Mobile and hit the Mardi Gras.
There's another
history.
Mardi Gras?
The original Mardi Gras started in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh.
The original.
I didn't know
and
that.
And they have it around the time as a Super Bowl, so we might, hey, listen.
Got some pre-game, pre-game in Mobile?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You have a ball, man.
Andy, nice go ahead.
Time. I'm in, but I'm flying home, that's for sure.
I just hope we get everyone home. And my goal is to get everyone home alive.
We all
Andy,
make it home safely.
What are you thinking on Jalen?
So, yeah, I'm not real concerned. I feel like he always steps up when it's a big game. Shootouts, I feel like he does well. He at least is in it if it's a shootout, so that doesn't scare me. The one thing that I hear a lot about with the national coverage of this game is about the dual threat of Derrick Henry and, sorry, I'm backing up, and Lamar Jackson, which, I mean, we can counter that. We've got the exact same threat, which I don't think is being looked at as big a threat. I think we just counter that and keep punching back and forth with them, the two going at them, because you know how they're coming at us, so... Just come at them the same way till we wear them down like we wear everyone else down and then get after them.
All right, week 13 in the NFL starts tomorrow. Guess the takes. What is everyone talking about when everyone reconvenes at the start of next week? Hugh, what take are you guessing this week?
Well, you want me to go first?
Yeah, I'm sure you got a big one planned for us.
I do. And it's going to be how. How did the Chicago Bears upset the Detroit Lions?
Excuse me?
Yes.
Hear that roar?
Yeah. Because I'm all bared up. What they call it? Bear down? Bear up?
Bear down.
Bear down. I'm bear down.
Bear up doesn't make much sense.
No, it don't. No, I mean, when you think about it, no, I don't.
Bear
down!
10-point underdog, you know.
Bear down!
Short week on the road.
Bear down. And you know what? You brought that to my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me feel some kind of way. But I was like, no, go with your gut.
They played overtime on Sunday.
Yeah, they did. Bear down.
Bear down. All right. Well, Hugh, if you're right on that, that means the Eagles are playing for the one seed on Sunday.
Bear down.
All right, here's mine. On Monday, people are going to say, do not count Patrick Mahomes out of the MVP race. It's being billed as a two- or three-person race right now, and he's not really into it or in it. Mahomes is... The last few weeks, he started to play and have numbers way closer to the Mahomes we're used to They're going to beat the Raiders on Friday, stack another win. He could throw for 250 or 300 and a couple touchdowns. Mahomes, who's in the race anyway, but no one's talking about him, I think they start talking about him again on Monday. My guess to take is do not count Mahomes out for another MVP. Kyle, what's your take?
All right, so next week, people are going to say, if I'm an AFC team and I'm in the playoffs, I would much rather go up against the Pittsburgh Steelers than the Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow.
Oh, they're scary?
They're scary.
How many games they won this year?
Four.
And they're scary?
Well,
yeah, I'm guessing
in a one game.
I'm just poo-pooing your
take. Like, if I'm a two seed and you have to catch the Bengals as a seven seed, I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate
what you're saying. You know, I got you.
Do they have to win out? Close.
Probably.
Or maybe
7,
one more loss?
9-8. Yeah, I don't know. I just like the Steelers, while I think they're good and they have a good defense, I would trust being able to beat Pittsburgh more than I would having to maybe do a shootout with Burrow. Like, you know, Burrow can drop 400 on you any given night.
Yeah, I saw Tomlin today said he's playing like an MVP. I mean, he's not getting any sort of buzz because they're 4-7, but he's played really well. Yeah. So their schedule, they have Steelers, Cowboys, Titans, Browns, Broncos, Steelers. Three look like layups. Cowboys, Titans, Bengals, Browns. So they might. I mean, they could sneak in. We'll see. But they really got to start winning because people have been saying this for a month. They can't lose anymore. Keep losing the game. So we'll see. They got to win. I think they're favored over the Steelers on Sunday in Cincinnati. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. And then we have to, we'll end the show with a parlay today. We got a big Hugh banger for you. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, Joe, Kyle, what's up, man? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving,
you too,
man.
Terrence. What's up?
Thanks for getting me in. I was going to say, so far, man, I like what I heard this morning on a Sirianni conversation, because I feel like after week four, I feel like he analyzes coaching, and I feel like I can respect that about Sirianni, and I'm starting to grow and to like him more and more as a coach, man. But as for Jalen Hurts in a shootout, man, last time we saw him do this was with the Buffalo Bills. And I feel like we're underestimating this Baltimore team because it could either be a tight defensive game, or it could either go with this running backs and these high power offenses. It could be a high scoring game also. And I feel like we've seen Jalen Hurts, man. He gets up, and for some reason he gets up for these games. Like he hasn't played Lamar Jackson, but Mahomes, Burrow, all those guys, he's played them pretty well. And he has a good record against them all. So I'm curious to see how he plays against Lamar Jackson, man. And Saquon Barkley is no doubt, man, this season, I feel like coming from a losing team and seeing a player, a superstar like Saquon Barkley, I feel like he's rejuvenated the Eagles this year. For some reason, he's making the whole team better. He's giving the whole team the swagger and his confidence, man. And I feel like he's a key piece of helping Jalen Hurts. And for some reason, that keeps us in games. And I feel like that's going to be, if he can break a couple, this could be a shootout as well. And I'm curious to see how Jalen Hurts performs. So I want to see how Jalen Hurts does before, you know, I can make my verdict on that one.
Yeah, and it could be a good thing. Like, if they're in a shootout and we see how he performs, then we kind of have a better feeling before we get to the playoffs. Like, they could use one of these games, and this might be the best opportunity to get there. Terrence, man, we appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. All right, Tyler in Delaware said he's going to get us pumped. I need to hear this. What's up, Tyler?
Yeah, what's going on, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle?
What's
you
up, Kyle?
You gotta bear down, Hugh.
What?
He says you gotta bear down.
He said something about bearing up, though.
I think it's bear down. Okay.
I said you gotta bear up to bear down.
Oh, you gotta bear up to bear down.
Yeah.
Hey.
That was a lot.
Hugh, I've been hearing the show in and out all day out here on the road, getting orders dropped off so people got what they need for tomorrow, but I loved what you said the first half hour of the show about chopping down the tree, that you got to run the ball. Both teams are going to run the ball on Sunday, and it's going to be which defensive line is going to be able to stop the run game, because at game time, the temperature is going to be around 30, and it's going to drop into the upper 20s. So Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley are two physical guys. So running the ball, bodies drop different in the cold compared to when it's warm. So this is a game where if you even just run the ball a little bit, I would love and anybody who has Saquon in fantasy will love me saying this. Get Saquon in the screen game. Let him be explosive against their worst pass defense, and let them try and stop him. Because if you got Dallas and AJ still as sizable threats, but they're concerned about Saquon, it's going to be a war of attrition of who's going to stop who in the backfield.
Oh, there's Sunday. No, you know, this is a big football guy game Sunday, Tyler. It's cold, run the ball on both sides, physical backs. You know, this is a game for football guys.
Yeah, this is one that's just going to be cold and the frozen tundra type talk, and, you know, business decisions will be made.
Yes. And see, that is why, as I told Kyle, it's a Wednesday, the game is on Sunday, but to everybody in the Delaware Valley listening, this is the time. With Cooper DeJean and Reed Black in the Ravens ship. All right? To Nakobe, to Jordan Davis, to Jalen Carter, to Zach Dawn, to everybody on that defense. This is your time to shine. The Philadelphia Eagles have never beaten the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. Just like we never beat the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. What do we know? We went on the road in a hostile environment, and we won the game. And we didn't win it by one. We didn't win it by three. It was a double-digit win. That is what this team, this offense, this defense, this special team, they're going to play complimentary football, and the way that football should be played in the cold on Sunday, and the football should be kind of thing, but the AFC, the entire league will notice that the Eagles are here. They are here to stay. Jalen, Dallas, Saquon, AJ, it's your poison. Even Brett Covey might have a big day. That's how good this team is, and next week we are going to come in and look at this football team as the best team in the NFL. So, Kyle, everybody, let's get a five, find the five,
Now we're talking, Tyler. Happy Thanksgiving. Tyler had an extra energy and an extra gear for the Eagles chant I didn't know he had. His voice changed.
They're right at like the crescendo of the music, too. I mean, some people
That's
just
well
have
done.
A feel.
Yeah, some people are naturals at this.
Not Herb.
Well, Herb, 65 power. He's got his own jet. That was all right?
Yeah. Now, listen.
Here, come on.
What?
That was better than all right. That Eagles chant?
No modest opinion.
No.
Okay.
Why I do, but I...
What was wrong with it?
Why are you being a Grinch?
I'm not being a Grinch, man. Now, towards the end, he bounced back strong.
It was awesome at the end.
And this is not... Listen, with all due respect, I'm not making fun of you as a person because I think you're a great person. But when you deliver a rousing speech like that, you got to put a little bit more bravado and bass in it because it started out like... He got stronger as he got towards the end when he did the chant. That's what it grabbed.
It's a four-quarter game, Hugh.
You got to start strong, man. You got to start strong. I mean, he did a good job, though. I commend him for that.
Tough critic, man.
I know. It's unbelievable.
I thought that was really well done, Tyler.
No, Tyler, you did a good job.
Tyler,
it's just,
we give you an A.
You know, yeah, you get a B-.
B minus?
Yeah, Tyler. I love you to death, Tyler. Appreciate you.
I mean, came in with a little joke about the Bears bet you're going to make and all that. I mean, he's...
This bet is fire.
Yeah, it's...
It's fire.
It might get lit on fire, yeah. It
might change a lot. This bet might change people's lives.
That's a lot. I mean, Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon and happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen.
What's
you
going
too,
on,
Andy.
Bro?
I don't know, man. I don't have any gimmicks for you today. I'm sorry, but...
Get lost then.
No gimmicks.
You're talking about me.
What is the point?
That was me. Now that was me.
No, he's just saying he's a straight shooter.
He said get lost. I told him to get lost.
Anyway, actually, I had a question because I'm already on the bus. But you, am I invited to the barbecue?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why you hesitated on Andy?
No, because I'm Andy. You
just
my man.
Yes.
No, I'm just saying I don't know. You like
I
listen, man.
Be.
No, Andy, see, this. Here's the thing.
He grew up in Camden, though.
No, but Andy, this is the thing I'm thinking, man. Listen, can't invite you to the barbecue and I'm holding your hand, man, because I got people I need to see. I need to socialize. Like, perfect example. I hung out with Joe. And initially, because this was technically our first time hanging out, right?
and when we went to Atlanta. And when we went, Joe took like a fish to water, and he was fine. So I don't know. Yeah. And I actually lost
you for a while. Just made friends.
It's like I don't feel like going to the barbecue holding nobody's hand, man, and you asking me about this, that, and the third. And I'm trying to explain it to you.
I walked through the door, ass fully out. Just need to tell you that.
Fully out. Okay. You might be able to go, Andy.
I got to get the draft because I didn't feel like, I don't want to make any
I got to go
slave.
Get the proper channels, I got in trouble for just inviting everybody to the barbecue.
You know what's
going to
happen here? I'm sensing, so we're going to go on our trip, obviously, to Louisiana on the bus in February. I'm sensing summer family reunion. Hugh takes us all down to a family reunion, and we're all at the barbecue.
Yes.
Second bus?
Yeah, the two buses. We're taking two buses.
Yes.
I'm actually afraid that bus is going to happen.
It's going to happen.
While you plan, though, we might, because we're going to go through Alabama. We might need to stop by Mobile and hit the Mardi Gras.
There's another
history.
Mardi Gras?
The original Mardi Gras started in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh.
The original.
I didn't know that.
And they have it around the time as the Super Bowl, so we might, hey, listen.
We're pregame in Mobile?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You have a ball, man.
Andy, go ahead.
I'm in, but I'm flying home, that's for sure.
I just hope we get everyone home. And that, my goal is to get everyone home alive.
Andy, home
what are you thinking on Jalen?
So, yeah, I'm not real concerned. I feel like he always steps up when it's a big game. Shootouts, I feel like he does well. He at least is in it if it's a shootout, so that doesn't scare me. The one thing that I hear a lot about with the national coverage of this game is about the dual threat of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, which, I mean, we can counter that. We've got the exact same threat, which I don't think is being looked at as big a threat. I think we just counter that and keep punching back and forth with them, the two going at them, because you know how they're coming at us, so... just come at them the same way till we wear them down like we wear everyone else down, and then get after them.